Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company. And we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you. Because we had a ball. The only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debate's growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and just wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Get, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my earth. Yeah, I swear it started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
You had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Jean gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, hove, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, plenty of us.
Jazz brew everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. This is front and that upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cake. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it. I done made more millionaires than the lotto did. Jay made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans would tell you if he wasn't in the ceiling. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Whoa!
we're getting this hump day started. What up? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, Jay-Z. That's how we do. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It is 905 YM here on the East Coast, 605 on the West Coast. Tonight's topic, obesity. It's time to get fit, America. Obesity, let's get fit. It's an extension of Monday's conversation where we were talking about all things cash on Money Monday, but we got into McDonald's in the fact that last week alone, I personally visited McDonald's about 7 times because y'all know those Big Macs are on sale for $2. Now, I'm not bragging. Actually, the reality of that caused me to kind of like change what I did this week. Got a recommendation from the crew here, and they would be proud that I actually grilled up some tilapia that night, and I'm still eating on it right now. Tilapia, spinach, and a whole bunch of mixed vegetables. Obesity, let's get fit, America. You know it's all about what we eat and the lack of or good exercise. All the way live from that itty-bitty place up I-4. They call it Plant City. What up, Mama? Hot chocolate in the building.
Yes, and I am very proud to hear that you grilled up the tilapia and the vegetables. Awesome for you. Very good. No Big Macs.
No Big Macs this week. I said I'm staying out of it. Yes,
awesome.
Thank you very much. I mean, listen, it was a rude reality to reflect on the fact that, damn, I ate 7 times at McDonald's in 5 days. But you said it, it's about convenience. And so, folks, convenience isn't always good. Typically, anything that's convenient really is bad. At the end of the day. So we're going to help you to get it together tonight. St. James will be stopping past once he finished taking care of a few things. He'll be stepping in the studio. Madam CeeLo Boston, what's up, Mama? I know you just returned to North Carolina from VA. What's popping? Dee Dee coming to us live tonight with our health and wellness segment. So we're going to pause for the calls, come right back. We'll keep it going. Obesity, let's get fit, America. We want to hear from you. We're at Network TM. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey.
Beige walls, wood grain floors, all white cars full of red and chores. I'm about to take the trash out. MCs is whack, couldn't last the last drop. Walk in the spot, you see your ass out. No titty boy, up until they pass out. Then cash out. Hell, we've killer. Do you know how many tracks I done snatched out? Whoa, Kimo Sabe, she look like Taraji. Make me say, oh Lord, like it was Sunday. A house for rent with no credit check. In my mind, I'm thinking we done found another trap. Put the burglar bars up with the night vision. I got the NBA swag for the white chicks. Four white furs, niggas his and hers. Had to leave the Hawks game and go sell a bird. That's that money ish, and I expect a turd. Word to the motherfucker that be selling serve. I'm about to slow this shit down and park it on the curb. And take the girl that I'm with and fuck up on a purse. Yeah, and now she got that money back. If she don't do what I like, I want my money back. Insomniac rap, she can't sleep on. I take her out to dinner so I can get my E on. We on, doing this in street tone. Going down hills like I got me up the skis on. Icy, Freon, flying and hitching on niggas like a pigeon. They know all my raps is real life. Nasty fucking might eat her twice, met her once, I was just being polite. Southern hospitality, it's a dog in me. It's a doggy dog world, you might need a leash. Roof, same spot, in a different day. When you was doing backflips, I was flipping, yay, yay. I'm fresher than you ever been. Two of everything, mama should've had a twin. Oh, promethazine, that's my medicine. Two guns at the door, nigga, let them in. Let them win, this is strip poker. Messing up the drywall, hitting them on the sofa. How you gonna win them all with your fist open? And you already know what we smoking. Buzzshot, then reload. I'm taking off from the motherfucking free throw.
Tennessee, 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 and if I hit it, then you go. Remember me, remember me,
with the right guy, that dude, Mac Wilds. First album, freshman joint, Grammy Award nominated, doing his thing.
Right.
That's that Henny right there. TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. The General HC right here herself and Madam CeeLo Boston has walked into the studio to join us as well.
Ow.
It is 9:16 p.m. Kizzy is back.
Kizzy, good afternoon in the morning time. I have unfrozen. I've done some of my Instagram. I'm so hungry. I got so frustrated, people. Yes, happy New Year. Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, big up again, Mac Weil, who stopped back here first with that music. Hey, big up, dude. You got to come back and what it's been like. You know, you all over the place right now.
I'm trying to. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I knew he had
beginning
something with him when he first, you know, stepped on the scene. But I was like, I was like, maybe, you know, Hot Chocolate is just, you know, because he's a cute little boy now. I mean, I only call it little boy.
Y'all thought I was cougaring. Y'all thought I was cougaring, and I've gotten that a lot.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to lie. I really do, right? Yeah. Check it out. I couldn't stop. Yeah, I really like that album.
Well, and after we played a few tracks on this show, I was definitely convinced that he had a winner. Definitely.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Definitely. It is Wednesday, January 15th, 2014. Can you believe it? Tonight, we posed the question, why is America so freaking fat? Fast food and the lack of exercise is crippling youth and young adults in this country. And tonight, yo, we're going to drill down on this fat people thing, this obesity thing, and what steps we must take. What steps must be taken to get fit? We want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Plus, we got Dee Dee coming to us live out of the VA with our health and wellness segment tonight, which is going to be much needed. Now, when we say America is fat, this is not a cliche statement, folks. When it comes to what is it? The body mass index, the BMI. Mass index. Do you understand that this country looks like a roly-poly compared to other countries?
Mm-hmm.
A big old roly-poly. Yeah. Now, what do you think America's BMI is? Just a
Let's see.
The average?
So let me help. Let me give you some perspective. You have Korea, who's coming in as the thinnest country in the world. Korea at 3%, followed by Japan at 3%. Followed by Norway at 8%. Then it jumps up to like 10% with the Netherlands. And then Portugal is like 13%. Canada's 14%. Then let's say New Zealand is like 21%. The UK is 23%. Where do you think America is with the BMI? We're the roly-poly of the world.
Okay, hold on. Now, when you pose it like that, that's really comparing, like, America as a whole compared to each one of these places. It's not even fair.
They're a country regardless of the resources, woman.
Well, no, true enough. However, I mean, like, our resources are different than theirs. Like, don't we have the ability to create everything that we're eating versus, like, they eat what they're able to produce, and then they get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
I think resources make a difference.
We have more resources to create these things for us to eat and get fat off of versus.
Okay, but it still comes down to discipline. And regardless of what country you live in, you are a human species. So, woman, answer the freaking question.
Yeah.
What do you think the BMI is?
I missed you, too. And I think our BMI is like 35%.
Wow, that's not bad. What did you say, Hot Chocolate, 40?
I said 40, yeah.
Okay, so CeeLo wins at 31%. She was the closest. 31%.
Wow, ding, 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 ding. I get.
I mean, but the second fattest country in the world is Mexico at 24%. So I mean,
right.
we're respecting them.
They eat the same kind of meats, though. They eat the beef and the chicken and pork and the vegetables and fruit. You know, I'm just saying, like, our resources are, we were raised different. Like, I don't know. That's how I look at it. I just forget, like, we have more resources to create these things to make ourselves, you know, that. Because, like, what is it? Most of preservatives and stuff, you know, that aren't good for us. Preserve our food so we can eat. Like, I don't think we really can win on that, though. You just have to find out what your body will work with, because every diet isn't for everybody either.
Every diet isn't for everybody, and it does depend on the individual, but at the end of the day, it's all about what you consume. And typically what we consume as individuals aren't the healthy things that we should be consuming. Because, I mean, what goes in comes out, or maybe not, depending on what it's made of. And so the past and projected overweight rates that we just discussed amongst countries have been up and down over the years. But soaring obesity rates make the United States, again, the fattest on the planet. Overweight and obesity rates have increased steadily, really, since the 80s. In both men and women in the United States. So look at what has taken place, the shifts economically, and the circumstances, the different things that have happened with the recession of recent. But prior to that, it was like, I mean, it was all good. And so it does come down to the meats that we eat, along with the processed foods in places like McDonald's and Burger King. Again, we talked about Monday, the fact that personally I had visited McDonald's 7 times.
I love McDonald's.
In 5 days. 7 times in 5 days, chasing after a $2 Big Mac. Now,
hey.
How healthy is the Big Mac?
First of all, I was mad because I missed that sale, and I don't know how healthy they are. I don't think that they're healthy.
They aren't healthy at all. They aren't healthy at all.
It's like almost every food group except for fruit, right? You got vegetable, you got your meat.
It doesn't have very much of a vegetable on it.
You got
it has
your
a
bread. You got seeds.
It's got three times of a serving of bread.
Yeah, and her vegetable is probably the special sauce.
Right. Hold on. Yeah, because
right.
that tomato.
The relish
tomato.
In the special sauce.
There's tomato. There's ketchup in there somewhere. Ketchup and egg, you know, for the mayonnaise.
Horrible.
All of the protein right there in Big Mac. Mm. Yeah. You have to put the fries on it, though.
That's hilarious. A recent survey that was done asking, you know, people eating too much, why do we eat too much? A recent survey that was done discovered that actually 84% of people, when asked, you know, why people eat too much fast food, we're addicted to junk food. 84% of the people who were surveyed actually said that America is addicted to junk food. Americans don't exercise enough, 84%. 83% said we just don't know when to stop. When you look at portions and when you look at the expansion or the increase of buffets in America, have we always had buffets, or did we become addicted to buffets during a certain time in America?
I think, I don't know. They just kind of popped up, though, just as the population grew.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I mean,
think the addiction came with the boom of it, the popularity growth. And our portion sizes have gotten absolutely ridiculous. And the bigger the portion, I think the more pressure there is for you to try to finish the majority of that portion.
Absolutely.
But then,
absolutely.
You know, what's crazy is they give you a lot of food so that you come back, though. Because I mean, think about it. Are you more apt to go back to a place that gives you a little bit of food or a place that gives you enough to feed yourself more than once?
I mean, that's true. You know. And you're thinking about the value of the food that you're paying for, you know, the bang for your buck. And, of course, you're going to want more, and that will, just like CeeLo said, prompt you to be a return patron to that establishment because you get more for your money. But if you're getting more for your money, you're tempted to eat more as well.
Well, like these buffet places that have free for children.
Think about how small the hamburger was. The biggest burger back in the 80s was the Big Mac. That was the biggest burger.
Right.
Back in the 80s. Look at how large some burgers have grown from the 80s to 2013.
Right.
And look at the food channels.
The Whopper.
I saw something that was like stupid, ridiculous. It had to be maybe like a 5-inch high burger that it was like ridiculous. When we come back, we're going to tell you what the fattest state is in the country, the thinnest and the fattest state, and where you fit in this picture. We're talking about obesity. Let's get fit, America.
I'm
Tizzy
fat 2 weeks
in the
of the
house.
Month. Yeah.
Tizzy's back, and we'll
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Used it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger,
I'm
just
friends with
stuff. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood get spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that, draw in the gold dump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, fake facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that, it's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding.
welcome back. Welcome back, Tim Hyman Radio Live. It is Hump Day Wednesday, January 15th. Yo, it is Happy Martin Luther King birthday type deal. And
Absolutely.
And joining us as well, we have a man out of the DMV, Say James. What up,
what up? What it do?
What did you do for my birthday?
Yeah, whatever.
How do you celebrate? Like, for real, how are you really supposed to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday? Like, I know people get, time off for it, but, like, how are you really supposed to celebrate it?
I'm going to tell you what you don't do. As a party promoter, for someone who is promoting an event for the weekend of MLK or the Monday because, you know, people have that day off or what have you, you do not, I repeat, you do not disrespect the Reverend, the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his legacy by photoshopping his picture onto your ratchet-ass promotional flyers, putting his middle finger up, putting gold chains around his neck. That is not exactly. That is not what he and our other forefathers and predecessors fought so hard to get respect for to end up as a result as. If I see another one of those flyers, y'all know it's going to be something.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Let me help drive that
because I saw a movie this weekend when you talk about the struggle and you said the great Martin Luther King. Listen, people like Nelson Mandela, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and their spouses who stood beside them, like Winnie Mandela, who's still walking Johannesburg or walking Africa right now. Please, do yourself a favor and check out the Winnie Mandela movie where Jennifer Hudson crushed the Winnie Mandela character. Do yourself a favor. Again, my friends, I understand it's all fun and it's marketing and promotions, but this is something you don't do in an effort to preserve the legacy. Come on, folks. Come on.
So you're telling me you don't think that Martin Luther King would have ever got front because, like, you don't think somebody would have talked?
He would have had a gold chain at least. Or a pinky ring. At least a pinky ring.
It's not like the band. It's nothing gaudy. It's like a straight band.
You know, the pinky ring band. Or they'll have some nice solid.
No, I'm speaking to the middle finger. I'm sure he had jewelry, but I'm speaking to the middle finger.
The middle finger
and the twerking contest and grabbing his crotch. No, son.
They didn't catch him doing that for real. Like, if he did it, it was behind closed doors. They never caught him doing that. So, right, fair enough. Right, I agree with that. But I just,
Is it your testimony that you believe that Martin was twerking?
No. I was just saying I believe that he would have.
Yeah, he an Atlanta dude at the end of the day.
He would have
seen how these cats get down in the club.
I believe
when that booty shake music hit them, son, they they go hard body. Trying to tell you.
So when blow the whistle comes on, he's gonna get loose.
Get out the middle of the dance floor. It's about to get ugly, dude.
I don't think so.
It's about to get real crazy out here.
Hey,
Al Sharpton would be out there holding hands.
Was Coretta with him?
Hey,
Coretta was playing the side. She was in the VIP.
You should have cut that out.
And you know she's gonna be the one right by the rail.
Exactly.
Everybody can see a VIP fan. That's all.
Watch it.
Just everybody can see the VIP fan.
I don't believe in the whole middle finger thing because he didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't represent himself in that manner. But he would have had fun though.
Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
and much respect from the TMI Radio Network.
Yes,
big up, Doc.
Absolutely.
Hey, even though the crew think you and Coretta was hunching in the corner in the club, that's great.
Hey, he loved his
wife. I did not know.
He had three babies.
They had kids, so yes, they
knew what they were doing.
Right. They was getting it in, but not in the club.
That's crazy.
No, not in the club. Not bending over the rail.
Two babies born in the same year.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are talking about obesity. And the fact that we need to get fit, America. You know, hey, I love this show. And it's so, I'm so happy to be back on the air with this crew right here. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. We got Dee Dee coming up with her health and wellness segment. At some point in this hour, before the last break, we talked about identifying the state that was the fattest and the state that was the thinnest here in America. To take a stab at the thinnest state in America.
California.
I'll say none.
Not quite, but they're right on the cusp. They are, they're not
Montana.
Number one, but it looks like they're like number two. They're number two.
I'll say like Montana because nobody lives in Montana.
That is not true.
So they got to like walk everywhere anyway.
I'm going to go with Arizona.
Hold on, because I just want to lay it out. Montana is actually number four, so that's not too far. But you say Arizona is actually number six. So y'all aren't too far off.
Okay, so Nevada, okay.
So is that New Hampshire, nothing like that?
New Mexico.
No, but you all were in the right area. It's actually Colorado with a body mass index of 20.7.
Dude,
what?
It's because they legalized stuff out there.
Exactly.
No,
okay.
I was going to say that's a shocker. Because it is legal, that means they're going to have the munchies more.
Listen, California was mentioned, and California is right there at 23.8 body mass.
Yeah, nobody eats there, really.
So you got to remember, California probably would have been number one, but they got more people than Colorado, if that's the case.
Sure.
You got to think about the population. They're basically 80% of the West Coast.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
So you got to think about that. You only got what? Oregon and Washington above them that finished the West Coast. So they're 80% of that.
We just identified the thinnest state in the country. Who's the fattest? Where are the fattest people in the country?
South. It's going to be the southeast somewhere. Got to be.
South Carolina.
Not South Carolina, although South Carolina is, like, right on the cusp of being at the bottom.
Like Alabama, something like that?
Pretty close.
Mississippi? It's not Mississippi, is it?
It is absolutely Mississippi.
I knew it was one of those two.
Point,
it was right there.
34.9 body mass index. 35, you might as well say. They're the fattest state in the country.
Wow.
That's like considered obesity, like on the second level. That's like, you know,
and
type
so
two obesity.
Who's next? Who's next to Mississippi?
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, but on the other side.
Louisiana.
Texas.
Louisiana coming in at 33.4 as the second fattest state in the country.
Wow.
And so what is going on at the end of the day? Say you said something where there's a correlation. What's the correlation to obesity? It ultimately is good food or what we perceive good food to be. When you think about Southern cooking, come on. I mean, who doesn't like a Southern meal? But it's for me every now and then. See, I can't eat Southern every day.
Right.
I recognize that, but I'm not sure the people in Mississippi and the people in New Orleans recognize that it's the diet that's making them sick.
Yeah, and that's the direct correlation to it. There's no mystery, no gray area about it. Your diet is going to determine what kind of infectious disease or whatever kind of detriment you bring to your body, bottom line. And, you know, I'm learning a lot of this stuff more and more because I'm about to get certified in personal training. So I have to know all of this stuff about the body mass index and the nutrition values of everything. Diet is 90% of the people's battle on their weight, regardless, whether they want to lose or whether they're, you know, trying not to gain. It's diet. It's all about diet. You know, you can have your, you know, whatever kind of food you like, but you got to have the right portions. You got to have the right balance on it, enough fibers. You know, and people. And here's the thing that I've just learned about nutrition that was just reinforced to me, really, about carbohydrates. People always trying to do these no carb diets and stuff like that. You
right.
need
yeah,
carbs in your
yourself.
Life. You're hurting
yeah.
yourself.
You
That's
did.
Your energy source.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People
yeah.
have all this misinformation and all this new age, space age stuff when it's really just cut and dry. You got to stop eating so much pork. You probably eat pork.
Well, and not just pork. And we're going to pause for the call. Not just pork. To say, you just said a mouthful. You talked about portions. You talked about food. You talked about exercise. When we come back, as a personal trainer or someone that's trying to establish a business surrounding wellness and training, we want to dive deep in what we need to do to really reverse the ill behavior that's resulting in obesity in this country. What we're going to talk about now, we just talked about some states and who's the fattest right now, who's the thinnest. I have some projections that go all the way out to 2030 in the state of America and what we're going to look like in 2030 if we don't flip the switch on our eating. Listen, we greedy as hell, and we got to cut it out because it's causing us to have high blood pressure. It's causing us to have heart disease, and there's two different types of
diabetes
that is driving. It's driving hypertension. It's driving cancer. It's driving strokes. Come on. Stop eating, and we're going to help you to do that. We'll be right back. You're in tune to the network with T.M. Hyman Radio. We'll be right back. It's 9:44.
I'm flowing like hammerheads in the ocean or barbers with the sharpest clippers slicing through all the rivers. I'm quartered in a shiver in the middle of the winter. Got the type of lyrics that give goosebumps to listeners. I ain't tripping if I wasn't being paradise. Rolling like a paradise, hoping I land on something nice. And if I didn't, I'm ending like sequels in a movie. Or like a cell phone signal, then you would have to lose me. Never cruising, I'm speeding up in a Lamborghini. Well, not really, but if I was, then you wouldn't see me. I'm probably speeding and the cops will never catch me like they running with two left feet. All you gotta do, respect me. Never protect me, I'm Superman with no kryptonite. Even in the darkest shade, my future steady looking bright. And I'm never looking right, cause I know what I got left. Spitting fire like grain of rubber on tires and hot breath. Hot breath. Maybe I need to focus cause I never really like to. Then again, I got a no chopper, but I'm a fly dude. Ladies telling me that they want me, but I just say no. Every four bars that I write is fantastic, so I just flame throw. Go harder than Cyborg in a metal dimension. Why you yelling in the sky for? Probably for some attention. I'm looking at you like, what the hell is you thinking? You probably been drinking and partying like every weekend. When will you stop it? I'm not trying to rush you. You show me you hate me, but tell me I love you. Can you make up your mind like you're running out of time? You better chase the clock before I run across the line. You steady in the back like the back of your spine. Forgetting what I'm saying, it's in the back of your mind. You just need to remember the time like Michael Jackson. Green Bay, if you don't remember, get the packet. Never slacking, I'm quarterback and throwing the best passes. If you can't have it all, don't settle for a fraction.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, T.M. Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
your favorite song? Translation, ven aquí mami, así culo. Tu quiero que mi huevo, si papi moreste, espero chuparse puto pendejo, el pinche cabrón. Let's get it, nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this, and I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch touche on guard. Toupe trap and a two chips pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 that BK does.
She wants some more of this, I give her more of this, I owe her this. In fact, I know she missed the way I floored this. I'm focused, I know my Houston partners drop a four of this. In focus and slow it down, down.
Alright, let me blow this bitch up famous. I blame just some you. Cash in the mirror, hang get my penthouse roof. Skyline's the clearest, watch it, your optics popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105 with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything. Cop that, oh, oh, collard green. 3 degrees low, make it hot for me. Drop that, oh, oh.
Because that's some of the food without the fat back that you got to soak for a half hour and a half in the water to get your flavor right.
The flavor, you know, you got to get the flavor.
You
right.
got to put the fat back in that joint. You know what I'm saying? Either put the fat back. My mom.
No, you don't have to put fat back in it. No, you don't.
Have
to put smoked turkey in it.
Okay, I get you on that. That is the more modern
version.
Excuse me.
If I live in Mississippi or Louisiana, I'm
putting
fat back in it.
I'm putting some fat back in it. I'm putting fat back in it. If I don't got fat back, I got pig's feet or ham hocks. I'm putting some kind
or
of
or just
tough.
Straight lard. That's the problem.
I mean,
that's the problem.
I mean, hey, man, hey. That we, you know, a kick dog will bark, man. I mean, we just calling a spade, but that's just how it is. You know that they put the Southern tradition calls for pork in your collard greens,
right.
in your vegetables like that,
you're
string
right.
beans, all that stuff.
In everything.
You know what I'm saying? My mom used to make it with the beef neck bone, and I gave it a different flavor, and that joint was hitting. But I never liked it with ham hocks. You know what I'm saying? Never none of that chitlins or. And I ate pork. I don't eat pork now. I haven't had pork since 2000. but more red meat. And I stopped eating chicken and turkey and all of that stuff in like 06. So I'm doing good.
Been like 2006 for me.
Okay. Well, congratulations, brother. You made it. Made it past the 5-year mark. A lot of people relapse.
Well,
you know?
See, this is the issue I have, because I can say that I don't eat pork in the form of pork chops, but I slip.
But
I need bacon.
Yeah.
I slip.
Who doesn't?
You know, I eat pepperoni. Pepperoni is pork. Come on, let's get it right.
I know. I have to say, there's a lot of things that's pork. Oh, you waiting for me? I'm sorry. Like Starburst?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Mambas, Skittles, all of that Twizzlers, all of that gelatin-based chewy candy.
Exactly.
That's like ground up pork knuckles. That they
you're
carry.
That pork knuckle.
I heard it's bad. That's like you like the pig feet without the pig.
Without the hoof.
Yeah. I mean, and we're talking about pork. We're talking about collard greens. But the reality, the fact is, between 1980 and 2000, obesity rates doubled amongst adults in America. It went from like 17% to like 35.7%, like body mass. Like that's like ridiculous.
And you know what's a good contributor?
Mostly eat too. Like you have a lot of people who, like, I don't know. It seemed like depression went up in the throughout the United States as well, didn't it? I mean, and a lot of people emotionally eat. So that
absolutely
has to do with it as well.
That's true.
So again, we're talking about a fix, right? And so we can ask, what's the fix? But we got to get to the root cause. And so as we go into this second hour, I mean, I want to walk away. You know, we're talking about a serious issue. And although the first time we talked about obesity on the show, it was straight jokes. Do you remember, Kizzy?
Yes, okay, because I was fat then, okay? So,
This is
the deal. My whole point with that is we talked about cancer and strokes and diabetes and hypertension and heart disease, you know, because of obesity, but the root cause is important, and the root cause for each individual may be different. The end result may be the same, obesity, you know, you're fat. But, again, CeeLo said depression went up in the country. Depression amongst children also. What really caused kids to stop going outside to play? Something
happened.
Internet. Like,
technology.
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 Yeah, I'm not sure.
Technology.
Computers. And porn.
Video games.
I mean, because, yeah, technology came out, but, I mean, technology had been around. It just depended on, you know, who had access. But, I mean, it also came down to violence, depending on where you live.
I wouldn't say that.
Hold on, we all can't. We can't
I'm
hear
sorry.
Everybody's talk. But what do you mean when you said violence?
Yeah, I mean, there was a time period where, like, you couldn't go outside. Like, I remember, like, when we were in middle school, there was a time. Like, you remember when people were getting shot over their starter jackets and so forth? But that was also about the same time that we had switched from Atari to Nintendo. You know what I mean? And it seemed like the violence increased, which kept parents telling their kids to stay inside versus playing outside. But then, again, technology, it's like it kind of went hand in hand.
Right.
So, I mean,
with that being said, Sade, your response to that was?
Yeah.
I don't. Clear.
Yes, I'm saying I don't think that violence had anything to do with it, because we've been living in violent neighborhoods all our life. But we just went outside anyway, and all your parents told you was, if you see them niggas forming at the corner, you take yourself back to this building. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you knew how to play it. You know what I'm saying? So you had knowledge of how to navigate if you was outside. And kids stopped going outside because the computers and technology became the alternative. Okay, yeah, we in a violent neighborhood, so I really could just bait him or her to stay inside if I get him this Genesis, if I get him this, you know, Super Genesis, if I get him this, you know, Super Nintendo, get him James Bond. He can stay on there for hours. Minecraft, all of that stuff, all those online games and stuff like that, they will allow the kids to do that to stay inside, to save them from going outside. I mean, I understand the logic, but I don't. Yeah, I don't agree with it at all. They need that activity because we was athletes growing up.
For sure.
We would end up like Wally. You saw that movie Wally? When everybody's fat and got those mobile devices that pull them around? I had to watch because I was kids, young kids now. But they may end up like that.
Well, and then you also keep, because like, yeah, we were athletes back then. But then, like I said, it was a shift. And then, too, like, when you say, like, how we, you know, went inside and started playing the video games, but then when the video game players became parents, they played video games with their kids, and then it
perpetuated
from there. So, you know, it'll change when we change.
Well, I'll tell you something that changed. I mean, the cost in medical costs has changed because of obesity. I mean, for overweight, you know, medical costs for being overweight, you know, back just 2008 was $266, you know, for obesity. Guess what it is now? About $750, about
$1,700. Wow.
Things have changed, folks, and we got to fix it.
Definitely so. Well, in our next hour, we're going to come back with some suggestions and tips on how to get off of the couch potato realm, get yourself back active, get some healthy eating back in your life, and get off that fat train, people. Let's call it what it is. It's a fat train by 2030. Definitely. By 2030, if we don't get off of it, it's going to be a fat freight train. This is TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
Freight train. Broken heart has got my mind. Life was so.
I know.
What you know,
Koi? You say you will.
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
Hey.
And them, they gon' hey. Hey. Book up money hey. Long.
Money
you
long.
Know that I know. Well, you know that I know.
Yeah. You a fool. And it ain't a secret. I'm so official, they can referee.
They know I
am. Black gun, white work, I got jungle fever.
They know I do.
28 on the scale,
y'all
I talk is deep.
Rich homies,
get money, break bread, y'all
yeah.
Eat your
people.
Every day like Thanksgiving, everybody eatin'
bed.
I put work in the hood, let my homies grind. I do what I do to see my new shit. I know what I know, and man, that's all I know.
That's all I know.
I take 63 grams and try to make a four. That's a couple if I get it right. Wanna see my homies rich, cause this the life.
I know.
You
know, you say you will.
How you know though?
Just know that I know. Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them
they
gon' just book up money long. You know that I know.
Well, you know that I know.
Hey,
I know that you ain't that you claim to be.
No.
Despite how much money that I make, this shit ain't changing me.
I know.
A lot of these that ain't lying to me.
Come blown, I smoke, but I roll.
But the same that I came in with.
Rick, tell me,
hey. I'm on the west coast in low. For them narcotics,
put tater on it, make it shoot silent.
From do you profile?
I done made $1 million and I didn't go to college.
You
and one
mean?
Of my niggas get locked up, fucking work, Beverly, he gone silent.
He don't know nobody, can't tell nobody but yourself.
So believe me when I tell you that I know about
when
it.
When I asked your fuck about it,
she said, me and yo got it.
They really, really laugh and I told that bitch.
I know. You say you will.
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them they gon' just book up money long. You know that I know.
Well,
you know that I know.
I wanna see my homies rich forever. I know some secrets I never tell them. I got some birds, but I never mell them. You in love with Instagram homies, and you ain't never mell them. Yeah. Pocket full of money, boy, I know the feeling. I know they hating it why I lost the ceiling. In the drop head of the 71 colors on 8. Then my wife beat the arm with my head to the back. Started from the bottom like Drake, but I'm with the same old that I started with. Same young no robbing with. Ain't didn't have a problem with, cause I'm automatic pistol, no revolver. And I know LA
soul,
go against they gas. Playing like they real, living in the sky. Homie, what you know?
I know.
I stick to that shit,
homie. Ain't that you say you will?
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them
they
gon' just book up money long. You know that I know.
Well, you know that I know.
Yo, you gotta come back here with me. Or you gotta have to turn that down a little bit because I want Echo to come back.
See you, my audio live. What's popping, everybody? America, you got Sage James coming to us live out of the DMV tonight. Madam CeeLo Boston TV live in Charlotte, Carolina, where the body mass index is thick. You got Chocolate up the street in Plant City with a crew coming to you live out of Tampa.
It's
thick out here, too. Where I am, and I'm going to turn it over to St. James, who has a special guest standing by up there in D.C., who's going to help us to really pull together an effective plan that's going to help to reduce your body mass and in turn lead to some healthy living. You got it, Save.
Yo, what's happening? Save James here right now, man. We here live right now in the DMV. I'm here with my man live, Chef JoJo, LL Cool Chef is what they call him or whatever. He's down with a team called Kitchen Cray. That's Kitchen C-R-A-Y. They're a team of young, urban, you know, positive brothers and sisters that's really putting together a movement out here as far as cooking. Just putting, you know, we all from the hood. But we know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? That's the beautiful part about it. The events that they put on, the kind of showmanship and the kind of, not pageantry, but just the exquisite taste that they deliver and delivery that they have with it is above reproach. So he's one of the chefs on the team right now, and he can also give us a few tips on how to prepare food that can give it a more healthier spin, because he's making up some raspberry glaze right now for some lemon, ginger, I don't know what he just baked the turkey on because it was Wednesday today. That type of stuff that he does, B. He says it's Wednesday turkey day, B. Trying to get me
a pounder. Can you first ask him to tell us some of the foods that are – okay, so, Chef, can you tell us some of the foods that are really, really damaging us right now that's frequently being absorbed by America? Specifically, those in the African-American community.
We have, like, fried foods, fast foods, a lot of breads, having too much carbs, you know what I'm saying? You gain a lot of weight through that. So overall, I would say, just, you know, like fast food and fried foods. And at the same time, restaurants, you don't know what the chefs are doing back there. So I think it depends on where you go. But I would say those are the top reasons why.
So what can we, if I like fried food, what's an alternative? Can I still eat the same type of meat, but cook it differently, and it improve my health?
Absolutely, you could pan sear it. If you like chicken, you could sear the chicken with some olive oil, season it up, and then cook it in the oven. That's the whole process of roasting. And then you could also, you know, do a lot of baking. So there's definitely alternatives to eating foods in an unhealthy way.
How do you feel about the whole baked, quote-unquote, baked fried phenomenon? Like, you know, you're still using the same coatings, the same breadings, but instead of deep frying in, you know, vegetable canola or oil that way, you're baking it.
I think it's good as long as you eat it in moderation, as long as you balance your meals out.
Okay.
But I think it's definitely a better alternative from going that traditional route.
And what is your suggestion for? No. I have another question. What is the olive oil the best option if you're going to, you know, sear or fry, or if you want the crispness to, you know, your food or your meat?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually using some extra virgin olive oil as well right now as we speak. So you could definitely – I would definitely go olive oil over canola oil, vegetable oil. Olive oil is definitely more healthy for you. I would go with the extra virgin, though, because it's even better than regular olive oil.
What about coconut oil? I use coconut oil myself. That it's kind of multi-purpose,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, one of its purposes is for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I've used coconut oil, you know, in quite frequently. How do you feel about that? Where would that rank on your healthy meter versus olive oil?
I would put coconut oil right above olive oil because coconut is full with it being like a natural fruit. I think coconut oil is definitely a notch above olive oil.
Listen to your boy, Save James. I'll take you places. I'm trying to tell y'all. Go ahead.
Save mentioned that you were a celebrity chef or had worked with celebrities. Can you give us an example of someone
that has turned their eating habit totally in a different direction, going from fried foods and being, you know, one that maybe had a high buy to someone that now eats possibly steamed and broiled, and they reduced that BMI. Do you have an example of someone who we may be familiar with?
Well, first off, I wouldn't consider myself a celebrity chef. I'll be honest, truth be told, I've only been doing this a little over a year, so I'm still a rookie in the game. But shout out to my team, Kitchen Cray, to Chef JR, people know him in the DMV. He's, the leader of our team, and he's been training me over the past year. So there's still a lot of stuff to say that I'm still learning. But
my man is nice, though. Don't get it twisted. Man, nice though.
But we've actually cooked for different celebrities. We've been blessed to have that opportunity. We cooked for the likes of Tamar Braxton, Raheem Devon, Janelle Monae, and you know we're still striving to to cook for more many people. But we've done like shrimp dishes. Actually, a lot of these artists out here kind of maintain somewhat of a. They kind of maintain somewhat of a healthy diet, you know, like not eating, like, red meats and chicken, but sticking with seafood. So we've got, like, shrimp dishes for Janelle Monae, Raheem Devon, a lot of, like, fruits and of course, vegetables. So I wouldn't say that we actually changed the way they ate, but we enhanced it by the quality and by the presentation that we deliver.
Understood. Understood. One last question from me. This is my question. As it relates to obesity and high blood pressure, diabetes, what type of food or what type of meals, clearly watching the portions, what type of meals can be pulled together that will help to aid high blood pressure or diabetes and heart disease, those type of things that are stimulated by obesity?
I would say a lot of green leafy vegetables, like a lot of salads, definitely a lot of vegetables. If they eat like seafood, I would definitely go with like baked salmon, baked tilapia, not using too much salt, but a lot of seafood doesn't really require a lot of sodium or salt as it is anyway. I would go with definitely like baked chicken, maybe go skinless, like lean meats, lean cut steaks. But instead of having like a steak and carbs, have like a steak salad or have like a chicken salad, you know. But you definitely want to incorporate a lot of those those green leafy vegetables. In addition to that, definitely like a lot of like granola. Me personally, I try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, so like oatmeal and have like a side of fruit on the side, peanut butter. Definitely want to try to go with 6 meals a day because that'll, increase your metabolism. Have like your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but include 3 small snacks in between that time frame. And also a lot of water.
As you serve the raspberry glaze.
No doubt.
Oh
hey,
God.
Hey, can we do this? Can we pause for the calls, come back? Chef, if you can hang out, I'm sure we got a couple more questions because those nuggets you just dropped are real. We want to talk about the exercise component to this when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about obesity tonight. Let's get fit, America. Listen, the weight of the nation is at hand. In order to win, we got to lose. We'll be right back. It's the network, TM Hino Radio.
You are listening to the best team, the best click in internet radio that there is, providing you with the best in entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
What you see, she's
move. The ones you love hard, be the first to shoot. And I can't do it, so I live for me. And in these songs, I release my energy. Royalties, rewards, life is sucker free. With guest spots on VH1, for them it's just a dream.
Live, and that was Ganga Lee with I Rock. Yes, thank you for joining us.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. Yes, and we are going to look very forward to going to check Ganga Lee out live at the Orpheum in Ybor City on February 2nd. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area and you want to check out some good hip-hop from our girl Ganga Lee, tickets are only $10, all fruits ripe in the Tampa Bay area. Come and check out.
I wish I could be there. Do we
we'll
still
be.
Have Steph JoJo on with us?
Yeah, we're still here. We're in the building.
Oh, okay.
He's taking some Instagram pics of his my man just made some venison over here.
Uh-oh. That's deer.
Y'all know what venison is? Y'all learn, folks, know what venison is?
Isn't that deer?
I know.
No, no,
deer. I
can't. There you go. Yeah.
No doubt.
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why I've been asking a whole bunch of questions for him, because I know how to cook, you know. I'm telling you, I know how to make myself fat, how to make myself skinny. I'm good on that. I just wanted to know what made him go that route, though. I mean, it's beautiful to watch a man cook. So, like, yeah. I wanted to know what made him go that becoming a
well,
chef.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. My original background is in graphic design. I went to college for fine arts, and once I graduated college, it was just a really rough time for me trying to find a full-time job in that field. So cooking was always like a little guilty pleasure that I had. I cooked my first dish when I was maybe like 21, 22 years old.
Oh, wow. So
it was always like a little hobby that I had. Like when I went, you know, sometimes I had like little get-togethers or when my friends would have like little parties, you know, I would, you know, make wings or whatever. But I would say about springtime of 2012, something just came to me. I was like, what would it be like if I were to, you know, aspire to become a chef? And from that then on, I would start practicing dishes and, just trying to get stronger, try to get into culinary school. That didn't work out. So at that point, I started using Instagram. And I came across a chef's page, I made a comment, from that on, we started emailing each other. And he, was in the process of starting, his own, private chef company and trying to build a team. And, he's like, he told me that he would, start training me and, start building something special. So we just celebrated our official first year anniversary as a company on January 1st. So.
Congrats.
Thank you. So, if If the people want to, you know.
How do they find you, man? How do you find you? Get on Twitter. Get them all that info. Instagram, IG, whatever.
Yeah. They can find us, everybody can find us at Kitchen Cray on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you want to, you know, check out some of my stuff, my Instagram
Spell that for the people, brother. Everybody in our audience here might not know how to spell. Spell it for them.
Yeah, it's Kitchen, and it's Cray, C-R-A-Y. And, you know, and the Cray and Kitchen Cray is actually an acronym. The C stands for the creativity that we want to bring to the table. The R stands for the revolution that we want to start. The A stands for the artistry because we're all artists. And the Y stands for the youth because we want to shout to youth and we are the youth. So they can find us
awesome.
At Kitchen Cray on all of those social networks.
And I'm actually pulling it up on Instagram right now. Y'all are deep.
Chef JoJo, I want
and I DJ for them too.
I want you to follow us as well, sir. Follow us at TM Hyman Radio on Twitter. You can definitely hit us up on Facebook at TM Hyman Radio. Myself at Mr. TM Hyman on Twitter. As we're trying to get our Twitter game up and the crew's going, you know, shout theirs out too as we just tell everybody, follow us on Twitter, folks. And I'll give them an opportunity to get the Twitter out there. But How fit would you describe yourself to be, Chef JoJo? Do you exercise regularly, or are you one of those chefs that eat their food and people will see you and be like, he cooks?
Oh, not only do I cook, but another reason I try to maintain a healthy lifestyle. I try to work out as much as I can. Truth be told, I also play hockey, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a hockey coach in the D.C. area. So, definitely want to be active in the community, you know, teaching these kids what they could do to maintain a healthy lifestyle. But yeah, I work out. I do, like, little workouts at home if I don't have time to go to the gym. And I also try to maintain a healthy lifestyle through the eating. Like, yeah, I do a lot of cooking, but I don't always eat, you know, what I cook. You know, I'll probably settle for, like, a nice salad with grilled salmon and grilled shrimp. You know,
something light, you know what I mean?
All that, you know what I mean? So, and I was actually an obese child growing up as well, and I ended up losing weight. So I could, you know, relate to what a lot of these kids are going through.
Help our audience, those that are specifically struggling with obesity, help them to understand the correlation and the necessity of combination of the exercise along with the healthy eating.
Well, exercising helps to burn calories, you know, burn fat. And eating, you know, by increasing your meals per day helps you to maintain your metabolism so you won't gain a whole lot of, you know, weight, and it also burns fat as well. So, you know, maintaining that healthy eating lifestyle and that healthy lifestyle, you know, by exercising, you need both of those to, you know, to maintain yourself.
Hey, we appreciate you, man, for stopping past and letting us interrogate you. We appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you. It's been
for
a pleasure.
The good of
Thank
America, for the good of the nation, we appreciate it, brother. Keep up the good work.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, earlier we talked about the projected obesity rates, specifically by the year 2030. And so I think I've been actually saying BMI, but I think the way this report is reading, it's not the BMI. It's actually the obesity rates. So it may not be as bad as we thought, but I think regardless, when you think about just percent, it's just a good reflection, and it's not good. We're fat. We're obese. Obese is not a place to be. But listen to this. Colorado right now, We clock in them in the 20s. By 2030, if obesity stays on track the way it is, Colorado is set to be in between 40% and 50%.
Damn.
Now they, but guess
wow.
what? They're still a part of the slimmest in the country, along with Virginia and Arkansas and California and Nevada and Utah and places like New Jersey, New York, D.C., But let's go back to Mississippi and Louisiana. Look, Mississippi and Louisiana, who are the fattest states now, will still the fattest states in 2030 if they don't curb their behavior, but they will be in between 60 and 100%. Everybody's going to be looking like two and three people in one if they don't fix it.
They're not going to live past like 18 if they go on like that, yo. For real.
We got to turn this around, America. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls, come back. We're going into our adult hour, and I don't know which save is going. But we got to make sure we continue to provide some tips tonight because we're going to be in trouble. And unfortunately, obesity is going to lead to death. Let's fix it. We'll be right back.
Come on, let's toss the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight and see the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them bust to say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it, get it, get it.
Came from the bottom. No one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Raise round, we just happy to be here. Spot them, got them, let your soul pay your dues. Why my doing magic, voodoo, Moulin Rouge. That's a tactic that they use. I'm high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin redeems him. The boat comes, the drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Come on, let's toast the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight and see the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about.
Supreme ballers, all my got SBs. Triple doubles, both wrist and neck freeze. Triple doubles, two and tech squeeze. Triple doubles, two and check please. Woo! They love me on my Ric Flair. Woo! In that phantom like I'm Blair Witch. Woo! Who are you to be compared with? Woo! Ain't no that you bled with. Caught cases, ran base and rolled aces. Licked shots or left bodies with no traces. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come
serenade.
Come on, let's toast the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight and see the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it, get it, get it.
Look, my Ouija board don't ever lie to me. The best rapper living, I know who's alive to me. Yeah, the competition's all but died to me. Rah! I make these niggas hide from me. This Sergio Tashini life we uphold. You just posing for them pics so you can upload. Yeah, this the life that we made. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's toast the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight and see the light. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it, get it, get it.
TM Hyman Radio Live, we are back. That crew, that network, the general himself. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. She is Madam Boston, and he is Save James. It is 10:35 p.m. here on the west, on the east coast. 6:35.
That's where you want to be? That's where you want to be? That's where you want to be?
That might be.
Yeah.
It might be. It might be.
She want to be in Denver right now.
6:35 on the west coast. Hey, listen, I got peoples out there in Denver. That would be my reason really
I'm
for going
to go
out
with
there.
You.
Not the,
what up, Kelsey?
Hey,
And there is no doubt.
What up, Miss Kiss?
I can't go with you.
What
that's
up?
All I know.
Well, let's go. Let's go. TM Diamond Radio trip out there.
I'm leaving with Suge.
420. 420.
Hey.
Yeah, so.
Ain't mad at it.
Yeah, so back on the topic that we have at hand here, obesity, and how can we get back on track to a more healthy living and healthy lifestyle. Sabe James is going to hit us now with some tips, some advice, some ideas on ways that we can get back active, remain active, work a little bit more activity into our lifestyles, and make it regular.
Well, you hit it pretty much on the head right there with the work and activity back into our lifestyles. It's been a nation of lazy folks out here. That's why there's so many automatic cars that people can't drive sticks because they're too lazy. So what we can start doing is – I'm sorry, I digress. You know, I spin off sometimes. But what we can start doing is –
No, that's a good spin off, though.
That's a good point, though. But think about it, though. Everything
is
automatic now because people are too lazy to drive sticks.
I
think the only way of driving is manual, me personally. But anyway – hey, drivers alike. So anyway, one of the ways what I've learned and educating myself in the personal training field is that we need to at least incorporate at least 150 minutes throughout the week of some kind of moderate to high level exercise or movement, something. Got to do something. That's what's recommended. You got to do something with yourself. You know, for at least 150 minutes throughout the week. You can break that down easily. I personally go to gym probably 4 to 5 days out the week. And I look like a walking sculpture. So, America, you could do it too. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Nobody is immune to this. If you put in the hard work,
hey, dude,
it's a mindset.
I was moving with it. I was gone. I dropped it and I left. Yes.
I didn't dwell on
walking,
it.
Though. And
keep
I
walking.
Looked up and said, well, I'm not going to break his stride.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was already moving. So anyway, the activity is key. That's key You have to keep some kind of cardio balance, keep your heart healthy, keep the arteries loose, keep the blood pressure low. All these things add up.
Real talk,
I'm going to tell you like this. When it comes to the alcohol thing,
yeah.
People, if you want to incorporate it in your life, you got to just do it with moderation. I had to take a course about, what was it? It was about the effects of, you know, impairment, driving impairment, basically.
Right.
And how people that feel they need to drink, what is it like the acceptable requirement to, you know, not consider yourself to check in the AA. There's like, you can have like a, you know, like a beer or two a day or like, you know, one drink a day, and it could be a totally healthy lifestyle that you live. I'm not recommending that you go out and do that, but if you feel you need to taste the nectar, within moderation. And there's a healthy way to balance that out. I mean, I drink a gallon of water a day. We have to drink more water. Like, it's recommended that women would drink at least 2 liters of water a day, and men are recommended to drink at least 3 liters of water a day to balance out everything, to flush toxins out. And it's good to, once you wake up, the first thing you should do when you wake up is drink water. About an 6 to 8 ounce glass of water. Drink that water as soon as you wake up. That gets your body moving with purity. It gets the toxins out. You may have to go before you go to work, but you'd rather go then while you're at home than at in the office store, because you don't want to be stinking it up and somebody next to you know, in the cubicle next to you, they know you in there blowing it up. You don't want to walk with that around. I'm not saying you be ashamed, but you don't want to be that one that everybody say, damn, she's stinking ass. You don't want
I thought I was smelling something. I knew that was CeeLo all the way down.
Like, I am not apologizing for being human. I'm not saying apologize for body function. Be glad that you can metabolize your food
right.
at the end
yeah,
of the day.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. It's a good thing. but we're still human at the same time, too. And we like, yo, you stinking ass.
Hey.
Bring some pocket for Breeze with you next time or something.
Tide shot. Like you have
it on the wall of the stall. Rub a tide shot on the wall of the stall or something like that to get the freshness. I don't know, something. So it's like the exercise thing is key, though. Exercise and diet is the key to maintaining a healthy weight, healthy BMI, a healthy body fat percentage, all of that stuff. But it has to be a mindset that's made up. That's the main thing. If your mind isn't made up to make the change, you're not going to make the change. And I'm just going to call it what it is. You have to have your mind made up. You cannot force yourself to do this and expect results. There's a holistic process that your mind has to be in control of. You have to be ready to accept the change and the sacrifice you got to put up in order to make the necessary adjustments to save your life.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to do it, hey.
You've got to go back and listen to the beginning of the program because this is a real conversation tonight, and I think you've gotten some real information if you do exactly what Sabe just says, if you make your mind up that you want to try to, improve. Now, I'll say this, nothing happens overnight, but it's
about absolutely not.
The choices that you make and the decisions that you make, and it's one step at a time. Just start trying to eat better by cutting back your meal, not even changing your meal because it's one step at a time. But cut back. Try to cut that plate in half if you can. If you know that you're in a place where you know that it's not good, try. Try to cut back on what you're eating, cut your plate in half, and then slowly try to change what you're eating. We're not saying go cold turkey. It's like telling somebody to stop drinking or stop smoking or,
it's not going to happen.
Telling your body, you want to go sell your body. If you're used to eating, you're going to want to go eat. But you can change that behavior over time if you want to. I totally agree with St. James. Obesity. I'm sorry, go ahead, Phil.
I was going to say that what I have seen, and this is more so with women than I've seen with men, but women have a habit of just stop eating. There are too many women out here that just fast and then say, oh, okay, I've lost the weight, and they lose the weight, but they're hurting their body by just stopping eating. Like, stop just fasting, you know what I mean, like for 30 days on end just to,
moderation, man.
Right,
the root cause. You got to deal with the issue that's actually driving
you
on a...
But that's why I said that. That's why I just wanted to add that.
Right.
Because there's too many women that, and they put a lot of pressure on themselves when it comes to weight. I understand when it gets uncomfortable and you start popping bra straps. I totally get it.
Damn!
You got to slow. You got to
some big old bitties.
Hey, trying to tell you. But that's what happens when you get big fast and you don't even recognize it. But you can't just stop.
And when it comes to the exercise, everyone cannot be as focused as Save, who is walking around as the walking sculpture and exercising 4 to 5 times a week.
Carrying down water around and stuff.
Right. Start with, just a brisk walk once or twice a day. If you can start there and just increase it, trust me, walking does a lot. You wouldn't think it would, but walking really does a lot.
How about that? Take the long way to the break.
Take the stairs. Yeah, stop taking the elevator everywhere and the escalator. Take the stairs.
Right. And we love you, America.
Hey.
We want to see you healthy, America.
Listen to us. We need y'all live to listen to us. Come on, man.
What's up? Hey, for the calls, come right back on the other side. We're going to get into some adult conversation.
Stop eating the whole bag of fat-free cookies.
Differentology.
Put them down.
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Ready. We're ready.
got the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. The girl them a wine up stuff, we had the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night, 24 parties we hit in a row. Tonight are the very last show, before we are out on the road. The girl them a release the load, so let me see your hands up so. Everybody know, put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. Yeah, we're ready, we're ready. Yeah, we're ready, we're ready. We're ready, we're ready. We're ready, we're ready. We're ready, we're ready. Yeah, we're ready, we're ready. We're ready, we're ready. The girl them a wait all week to get up on the road like freak. The music full up on blast with thousands of chips in feet. Everywhere you look is just food, and everybody in a real nice mood. We gonna party all night, Everyone with painted body, clean credit and painted money. Nobody wanna dance by themselves, everybody wanna dance on somebody. Well, let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road.
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you don't want to anymore? All right, well.
No, I don't think they heard your intro.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, all right. Welcome from the DMV, Save James, with his Grown People Hour.
Oh, you said that already?
She did. That's my second time.
Okay,
It sounded spectacular. Yeah.
Oh. I'm pretty sure I did. All right, well, let's move right in.
So I'm dying. I am dying.
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear nothing. I want to make sure I'm not the one that didn't hear anything. All right. Hey, we have agreeance and silence. All right.
You're not by yourself, brother, but it is on you at this point.
I'm with it. I got it. I know we got a little bit of time, so I'm going to get right to it. I want to talk briefly. I'm going to change gears. Change lanes. I want to talk briefly about this whole, I don't know if you guys covered this whole Kanye Kim thing or whatever with the chiropractor's office.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to not talk about that, but I want to talk about a spinoff of that whole situation, like a byproduct of it. The use of the word nigger is starting to get like really old on how there's still a audience that plays to the fact of the appallment that follows what happens when somebody outside of the race uses the word. It's getting old to me. It's like, come on now. It's 2014. We're not fools that the word is out there. It floats around. We know everybody uses it outside of the presence of black people. That's no secret. But, yes, expect to get your ass kicked if you say it to us still. That
Absolutely.
Does not change. I'm getting sick of this. Like, they're so up in arms. Oh, because he used that word. Yes, that's what's going to happen to anybody that does not. And, you know, I'm sorry if I have to be the bearer of bad news to some that thought there was some
hope.
Okay, so
I want to cut you off. But there is a segment of people who will say, what is he talking about? Help people to understand what took place out in L.A.
Okay, whatever happened in L.A., you know, I'm not sure if there was a direct result of this, but I noticed it had something to do with it.
there was Kim Kardashian was supposedly allegedly in a chiropractor's office, and there was somebody in there, and I don't know if they tried to approach her or something like that. I forget that detail, but I know at the end of the day, the main part was that he started screaming on her, calling her a nigger lover and a slut and all of this, that, and the third. And from that point on, she called Kanye. He came over there and allegedly whooped him. Okay, this is all alleged. You know what I mean? Hit him over 30 times, blah, blah, blah. The first report, he just punched him in the shoulder like a chump. But then the second report came out, said that he had him in the corner, pounding on him, whatever like that. And the word, and like there was more focus on the word that he called her a nigger lover more than anything of the whole other beratement that went on in the situation. You see what I'm saying? So the focus was shifted to the fact that she was disrespected as a human being and a woman.
Right.
To the point that she was called a nigger lover, and he came over there to beat him up for that. All right, if you want to shine a light on that, that's your opinion, and that's your right to do so. Whoever spins the story, I can't take that away from the writers and you know, whoever delivers it. But at the end of the day, if that's what you want to focus on, then damn it, let's put this to a rest. Yes, you will get your ass kicked in the presence of black people if you are not of the race and we do not know you. You have no long-term relationship with our family where you may be able to get away with it around us and we still look at you funny. You just can't get too loose with it. But if we don't know you, that ass is getting beat straight up.
Chin check.
And there's no getting around it. You cannot use that word. I don't give a damn what kind of parameters you want to put on it, what kind of restraints you, what kind of conditions you want to make. Is it okay if I do it then, if I'm not referring to you but another third party? No, you cannot use that word. Point, period, end of discussion. And
well,
yes, it may be a double standard, but
you
too bad.
Can you help people listen and understand why you're so passionate about the word and
because
why?
You gave us the word. You made us. They made us, but you made us accept this word. And now we turned it around. You want to tell us, dictate how we use, how it can be used? Kiss my ass. We was called this for years as a degrading, you know, less than fecal matter substance. But then when we find a rose in the concrete, now it's off limits because you're not involved. Sorry, that's just how it goes. All right, you made it this way. Don't be mad at us. And yes, bottom line, that ass to get beat if you say it to us and we don't know nothing about you. Try it. I guarantee you, you'll have the same response 10 out of 10 times. Guarantee you. And if you don't get your ass beat, you won't get screamed on. You won't get embarrassed. Wish you would have got your ass beat and worse than getting screamed on the way you did. Because you ain't going to do nothing back. And if you do, you better have a team with you. That's all I'm saying. So that's for everybody. Okay, I'm not excluding anybody. Anybody outside of that race, I'm sorry. It's a double standard. This is my opinion. I'm not speaking for the rest of the members on here, and I'm not speaking for whatever beliefs or morals, ethics that we stand on as a team. Say, James, my opinion, I believe you can do it. If you do, you deserve what you got coming to you. Just that simple. Just that simple. Let's move on past this word. It's too commercial now. That's the problem. It became commercial. It's mainstream now. Once it made it to the pop chart,
the word became
mainstream now. It's in too many movies. It's in too many situations to where there's other people involved. I'm going to say this and I'll be done. Quentin Tarantino is a great movie director, but I think he has something inside of him that feels he has to use that word in every movie. Every movie, that word is used in the Quentin Tarantino movie in not the most positive manner. Pulp Fiction is one of my favorite movies. The one line he said in there that I thought we could have did without when they killed the black kid in the back of the car, and he said, does that have a sound? I might have said, dead nigga storage. No, because storing dead niggas isn't my effing business jewels. I mean, come on. Do we have to go there? Reservoir Dogs, same thing. I'm not going to go into the quotes, but I'm just saying. I love him as a movie director, but I still think he has a hidden agenda when it comes to these movies, and he can feel he can get away with it when he can. Anyway, put us to rest. You can't use it. We can. You can't. Get over it. I'm done.
I think, bro, you make an excellent point. I think you are the voice of a large group of people as it relates to the passion that's behind the word nigga.
Yeah, I mean, do I use it? Yes, I use it.
I think it's absolutely. But I think it's important that we recognize that over the years, language has changed. And in order for a word that was so degrading, so disrespectful, so filthy in context, to be able to become mainstream, I think it says a lot about culture in general. And so I think one may say, why is he so, you know, angry about it? You know it doesn't mean the same because of what you said. It has become mainstream. So with that
right.
being said and known, why are we so mad? I'm sure there's people that's wondering that. You just said it's mainstream. Why are we so mad?
I mean, the thing is that just because everybody knows about it doesn't mean it's cool to...
It's right to use.
First of all,
that's right.
It's right to do. Right.
I use the word, but I use it, I mean, to me, it's more white niggas out here than it is anything. Like, I mean, I don't, you know, like, to me, there's no color to it. You know what I mean? If you beat a nigga, that's what you're doing right now. Like, I'm not even...
But the point is, the word has changed.
Exactly.
It doesn't have the same weight anymore. It's not the same weight.
Exactly. Like, if somebody out of my, you know, like, say somebody said that to me, whatever, I'd probably say your mother. You know, I, like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah, you better than me.
If
I could win
one,
I'm taking it.
It depends on who said it. It depends on how they said it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Who said it and how they said it, the context, because we can tell what you meant by the way you used it.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are totally out of time. We're saying goodnight, and
yes.
We'll be back on Friday.
Exactly.
Wow. Good conversation. Good conversation. Thanks for rocking. Hey, we out of here.
All right, my niggas. Peace.
Peace.
We are that team, that crew, that network. TM Hyman Radio, he is the general. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the crazy-ass Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston. We'll be back for the Friday Night Cypher. Everybody have a good night.
TM Hyman Live, 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 TM Hyman Live,